Okay, so I think we can say, I think the Machlokes Tanaim was relatively simple, and I think it was muskan by almost all the Peskim, that the Kesemins of the Tzavua is Torah. Almost all, but it's interesting when I say that they don't bring, whereas the way they bring it down is that they bring only the praise of Ayat Sa'orah, Rambam Rosh, and then Iker, and Tatalacha, Yogam Vav, of course, argues, but say that we don't pass another one. That I think is pretty straightforward. Okay. Next Nakuda was why? Why is Begin of Tzavua not Kabbal Ksavim? So simple as Rashi says, because it's Yam is not Nikr hated in the Begin of Tzavua. And therefore, since it's not Nikr, so no, that's the question. The question is, what is the therefore? What is the Habon in Rashi? I think understand in Rashi that heyos that at least bezman Chazal the dam would not have been nicker hated. Because there was not nicker at all. It wasn't nicker hated in a begit tzavua. So therefore, Chazal were geizer. Some they weren't geizer in a begit tzavua, since there would often be difficulties in being madful whether the dam was tamei or tov. I think that is with the majority of achrayim in Rashi. And then there is the shadow of the other achrayim, the achrayim who seem to take Rashi. We're going to have to go in the cases of Rashi. Rashi seems to say when it's not nikkur, it's tamei, but if it would be nikkur, it would be tor. So then what's the avon in Rashi? Well, chayav the learning avon in Rashi is because if we can't be madchen, so now it's a sofek. We have a kesel b'fonenu, and it's a sofek, and it's maritor and maritomei. And there the Mimela is saying that since when it's a sofek, and ksarim medrabon, and ksarim shayim lahakul, we're going to say sofek, ksarim. Sofik Drabon Lahaka. Why this doesn't fit into the call of the Sofik Chasar Yediyah? Maybe it's Chasar Yediyah Lachala Elam. What's exactly how they're going to learn? What was the Machlokes, the Tanakam and the Yosin? Okay, said it. It's not 100% clear, but that's how it seems that they're learning in Rashi. They're learning in Rashi that it's Kibbutz, it's a Sofik. Remember, it's a Sofik, it's Talmud. What would be in a case with not a Sofik? I could be Malchim. So then, they're going to say, so it's Pashut, then there's no Sofik, it's going to be Tomei. There is another way of understanding them, would be that somehow they're going to say that Avada really goes with the Loi Gozru. However, that the Chazal of Loi Gozru, what they were Magdir, is a Begit Tzavua, is only a Begit Tzavua that's so dark that you wouldn't be able to be Magdir. In which case, though, fine. So that would be another Havana, it would be Menayit the Machlaikis, it would be the Lomus of Machlaikis, but I think it's a little difficult to say such a pshat, because as a number of the Haidina of the later Achronim point out, the Bizman Chazal, when they were Mavchen between very Dakis to Gechelukim and the colors of Dam, it's most likely that even a very light color would be enough to throw off the Achron. As we'll see when we start doing Shimush, for example, the difference between Minamara with a fluorescent light and an incandescent light and a halogen light can make a huge difference in the appearance of the matter. We'd actually be very good if we can demonstrate that by going from one room to the other, which has different types of light over it. And you'll see it much makes a big difference, and something you have to keep in mind when you look at a matter, is what type of light it's under. Fluorescent lights make it look more cow because they're more white. This is a very white light. And incandescence will be yellower, and if halogen is even more yellow, it makes it look much worse. So if it looks bad under fluorescent, you know you're in trouble. If it looks good under halogen, you know you're going to get some dark cloud. But you see that even if that's, even by us, what we pass it on, the difference between, I mean, the mice both white bulbs look white, right? And so it makes a difference. So certainly if a begad would be on a white, if the kesem would be on a white begad, or if it would be on yellow, you'd have these different hues coming through the translucent kesem. It could definitely make a difference in Avchana, if not for us, but certainly this Man Chazal when they were Madchan Meidam and Dam. So it's very mistaber that even a light color, a pastel color, would make a difference. This Man Chazal at least. And so if they're learning it's a Loi Gozru, it's hard to understand how do we know what Dam was Nikr, but what color of Tzivayim was Nikr by Hater Hadam? Therefore, I think it's more misnabbed to me that those who are machmer on light colors are understanding Rashi that it was not a way grosser at all. And it's the Shurim, Sofik Drabon, and Lahako, however we exactly go through all the clones of Sofik Drabon. that'll be a very serious big machlokes in Havodah. L'chayr, if that is the machlokes, the way I'm understanding it, so then it should come that there's a lot of nafkaminas that should be l'shitasa. Let's see if that works then. For example, okay, let's say one example. They mention the style of what's going to be we're going to see what in Shloshi Yom Gimel Yom Rishayim of Shiv Nikiya. What would be the problem? The problem would be like this. Well, let's go. What is Havon of Shloshi Yom Rishayim? Since we didn't do that sugi yet, but our regal achas the sugi is normally the Ligan makes a bedika. So she's already tar. If she's already made her hafsek tyra, we assume that she's already bechez because she's not seeing down. So now, all I'm doing, making more bedikas for, is to show that the chazaka continues. Even though normally chazakas do continue, but we want to be mechazak the chazaka. No play on words, no pun intended. We want to be mechazak the chazaka. But it's not, we're not going, but we don't need a raya bruru, we don't need a bureau, we just need an indication that nothing changed. However, when you're coming to make the hafsek tyra, so now she, until now the chazaka she's seeing down, now I have to be oikur the chazak of seeing them to make her bechazkas an isha that's not roya dam. For that you need a biru gom. So for example, if one of the bedikas during Shiva Nikim gets lost, it's okay, because it's kibush, she didn't make the bedika, there's no reason to be chayshah she dafka saw. Obviously the hasatara gets lost before she looks at it, so it's known that kibush never made the hasatara and she's still bechazkas a roya dam. Some achrayim hold, some rishayim hold, and the Ramah paskins that way, that the whole Shloshi Yom Rishayim, I mean, this is, we'll see when we get there because there's different Havadahs in the Sugya, but Pashtus, the Havadah is that the Shloshi Yom Rishayim are Ke'ena Hefsek Tarim. For whatever reason, I need Kiwa Chazkas Shloshi Yomim to take her completely out of that Chazkas Raya Dam and make her a Chazkas Ena Raya. Mukhzakas Ena Raya. So Mamela is during those first 3 days, she's still considered to be the Chazkas she's seeing. And I need a biru that she's not seeing. Therefore, the Ramah paskins, like these Rishonim, that let's say she has a kliya. Let's say during the first 3 days she says, I found a kesem and I was holcha b'shuk shel tabach. So we tell her, very nice, now it's only a safek. This dam, we don't know, maybe it's from you, maybe it's me'alma, maybe it's from the shuk shel tabach. So this dam be'etzin should be metameyu, it's only a mishum kesem, it's only a safek. From Mitzad Sheni, I have a problem. I don't anymore have a bureau that she's not seeing. Because maybe the dam was from her. And the same way on a hefsek tyra, you can't make a plea. The lady found dam on a hefsek tyra and then says, the more common case, let's say she says, oh, I have a maka. I felt pain and this and that. And then she went to the nurse, and the nurse says, Shivada is a maka. But for hefsek tyra, it doesn't help. Because very good, you're going to tell me maybe the dam, it's Yitochan, it's almost vada is dam, but I don't have a bureau, the dam stopped coming out. Because maybe there's also dam from the makor or whatever mixed in with it, whatever exactly the chashash is, but I don't have a bureau of God. A plea of a ma'amaka won't help you on a hefsek tyra, and according to the Ramah, won't have you help you shloish your yam rishayim either. So what's going to be now with this gam ha'nimtza, kesam ha'nimtza on a beg and sibayim? Right? So if we learn that it's loy gozer toma, so it's loy gozer, it's not toma. It's not a problem, even shloish yam rishayim, because it's not that shloish yam rishayim to you, everything's toma. If it's a kesem and it's not tameh, if they wouldn't go into this, tumas kesem never started, so I don't have tumas kesem because it's a kesem. It's not a bedika here.
She has to have a chazaka shiluy roe dam be'al gosha or in real dam ro.
No, let's say she didn't.
Because if you know it's dam from her, what I care if it's tivoyin, it ruins the chazaka. From now on, she's a chazaka. She sees dam.
What do you say?
The kesem, if you know, if you assume it's from her, right. Even if it's a bigoded tivonim, so the chula from now on, you have a chazaka, she has love.
Right, but that's when she's tar. What's making her tar?
She's not tar, so but the chazaka. She's like the chazaka that she's not seeing blood, and from now on, you know, she's seeing blood.
But she doesn't have a chazaka, she's not seeing it
properly. She doesn't have a chazaka, or she has a chazaka, she's seeing it.
Right, but if, when we're in tar, it makes it cute when it's not down. The same with Pachs Migris during Shloshi Yom Rishayim is Tar.
Because that's probably Machoilis. But here, if I'm saying it's more than a Gris, and it's on Begit Tavua, so Maybe because you need Al-Gosha, so I don't care if it's done from her, but I'm saying, if you don't need Al-Gosha for this...
The grace of Chazal.
It's the same. It's the same. It has to be that the Chazaka, we care only done by Al-Gosha, because...
Because, no, because if she finds a kesem on Hochon Shuk Shuk Tabach, we won't be with her, we won't be with her. She goes, she has a shem. Even though it's a kesem. But that's only if it's a kesem tamar. Because a kesem pachas migris, where they won't crazy to Tabach, so it doesn't shtel for Shloshi and Mishay. However, if we're learning like the way I wanted to be Mazbe, at least the Machmirim on like colors of learning with Esther Hashi, with Mishum Safik. So what do I have? A Shloshi and Mishay, I have a Safik. Maybe it's Maratar, maybe it's a Maratame, I can't tell because it's on Tzivayim. So very good. So I mean, Tzad Dinek Som, Sofik Som, can't be Matame here. But Tzad Shemi, I don't have a viewer she's not seeing because it's a Sofik. Maybe it is Dam Tame, in which case it will be Tame. So Ayvazel, Luchayra, that should be Nach Kamino. Lamaisa, I think all Paiskin, I don't remember seeing any Paiskin who were Machro and Shlashi and Mishayim. But you'd have to, I didn't go through and try to parallel. Did any of those were metame light colored begotten? Were they metire shloshi yom b'shem and mafurish? After that, I didn't go through this one to try to catch anyone on the steer on that recorded.
Is there metire what shloshi yom b'shem and mafurish?
Yeah, she found the kesem on tzivayim during the first few days of shem b'kiyah.
They say she's not allowed to tzivayim.
Not allowed to. What I'm saying is, I'm saying according to chachamim and shem b'leiv, who passed in that a kesem on nimtza on a light colored begging. This tame should hold that a kesem even on a dark colored baguette is going to be tame b'shloshi yom b'mishayim.
You don't have a beer.
It's only a soft. That would be one nachmina. Another nachmina I saw brought in one of the achrayim. No, it seems to be Shevi Levi, though I think Shevi Levi is mefurish. I didn't see the sign, but I think someone brought that. Shevi Levi is matar even b'shloshi yom b'mishayim. So L'chayra didn't understand the Havana the way I'm saying. But Tzorachin, then how did he learn? Fine, those light colored clothes. What also would be... And that's where I jotted down. I don't remember where I got it from. But I jotted Shevin Levi, I think, is Machlo in that case. He's Mako in that case. Even though he's Machlo in light colored begona, but he's Mako Shloshi Yom Rishayim. Which L'chayra is a problem. The way I'm learning at this.
You said that
Gosharo,
that
means in other words,
you
don't have another,
like,
black, but it's
a
subject,
and it's a subject, it's blood.
But
it's not a
castle. This doesn't have two mosques on the floor.
And therefore, you
review
it,
that there's
no blood?
Yeah. So,
if it's like Gosharo.
And what's
Pachas
Negris?
Pachas
Negris is actually a little different.
What? He's
Machmer and a light color
to be.
Right, why? Because he's saying, because you could be mad from the color. We don't say light goes on all anything that's called Sivayim.
So then, why is it in Gimel Rishonim any better? A dark color bag. Oh,
and a dark color. In a dark color bag. I can't be mad at it. I don't know. It's a suffix. Is there down or isn't there down? So is it down Tomei or not? Are you asking Stam, how does the. Cause really, the true suggestion is a slightly different reason why Pachas Negris is taught. He doesn't say because light goes. He says the yoyst and ein lochamitu mitashen by having to do machayles, so it was mamish e efshe belav hachi, so then they had to be mekor, even though kenzan beetsin they should have been machi. So it's not 100% clear. But okay, so maybe that's not a good example. Maybe there have to be some yishuv there.
So there's a chiluk between pachus figures and tzvaynish.
Like, what's the chiluk?
No.
I'm just clarifying that. So that's what I'm saying. The chiluk is because pachus figures. And now, it could be Lo'ilin, even if it's Lo'i Gozru, it should Shter Shloshi Yom Rishayim. You know, by Pachas Negris, there's a Zaitigiri, there's a side reason, because if you would be with, it would be, the Basla Vomot, the Jewish couple would stay married. Kenzan. So, but then it will be Ebed Hashem, we'll have to know, so Taka, why are the points to make on Shloshi Yom Rishayim? If we're going to say Sai, whether you learn Lo'i Gozru, and Sai, if you learn this from Sofek, well, Chari, you should probably don't have a beer of God. I'm not 100% sure of that. So let's say we didn't catch this. We didn't catch it in the steer. We might have all of this.
The
Shach Netaz Lecher Omer Mamash. The Shach Netaz, even if she has a Maka Begufa that's Vaday Moitzidam, you're still not going to be tethered. Now, most more may, I believe there's a drop more may. Because if it's Vaday Moitzidam Achsha, then we are tethered. He compares that to this Shem Zedekin's case of Pachas Regress. But, well, after all, it's a big swing of Tzaribov. But it seems that the Shachat has learned Mamish, it's Mamish like a Hafsatari. It's Mamish creating, part of creating the Chazal. Okay, maybe we'll have a different Havana there and we'll make Nafkin in the year. That was where I learned the last time. But take a different Nafkin. Let's take a case where the Kesef is. Well, let's take a case. I also brought the person. Let's say she's a case. Let's say this lady's Mukhzik. Shleisha Pa'amim, Harvey Pa'amim, we find she's Psalmim, and they're always Maris Tmedis. So if you say that for my God's one Sivayim, so my God's one, it's not Tamar. But if you're going to say, Kiyulu, the way Machmir Mer said it, it's a Safik, now Luchayr, the Rav should be Mavak. You're right, I can't be Mavakin if it's a Maritara Maritame, but, and what, you want to say Safik Drabon Lahako, but you're saying Safik Drabon in Kenegad Chazako. She's Mukhzik, the Riksomim, the Maris place. So we're not going to say Safik Drabon Lahako, Kenegad Chazako. And Mechayra Leimotzinu, anyone say, even the Machmirim, my light colored begotten, what are we saying? They're going to be Machmir on a lady, even on dark colored begotten, if she three times found the Kesem on white on a white beggar that was in my thumb. Leimotzinu don't say. Similar also be if the Kesem is Vada and Gufa, then less of a suffer. Fine. There was a third Mechayra Mahalach, if you want to call it that. We had two mahalchim within Rashi, and then there was the Chochmas Adam, which I didn't think was a third mahalch. There's an oimer on the Sotot Achrayim say on the Chochmas Adam, maybe we'll go back a step. The Chochmas Adam says that on oirois that are tzvuim bidei shamayim, so they are mekabel ksamim. I forget the exact lashon, but something like the mekabel tumas negayim v'ksamim. So I thought the Chachmas Sodom is coming to tell me our law, this Mekabel Tumas Sodom, for whatever reason, it's not Mugdar as Tzivayinim. It wasn't Nichnas into Xeris, the Logos Mechazal and Tzivayinim. It's not called Tzivayinim. For whatever reason, that's not called Tzivayinim. Why did he bring in also Negoyim? Maybe that's where he saw that the Chazal went Magdar as Tzivayinim. Maybe he's not telling me we find a parallel, a similar halacha, but I thought that that was all the Chachmas Adam meant here. He's saying that was number first. He yes, in the Goyim we see that Tzvu B'dei Shemayim is considered has the Goyim in it. So Al Karchach, that meant that the Torah considers it not Tzvu, considers it like its law. But a number of Achrayim do not learn that way, and they understand that Chachmas Adam is saying that the reason Oyrois Tzvuim B'dei Shemayim, or you go the other way, the reason any Tzivayim is not Mekabel Tumah is because it's not Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. And therefore, since Oyrois Tzvuim B'dei Shemayim are Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, so they are going to be Mekabel Tumah. And then Mamash Tali said this. And Achrayim were all Matniya the Chachmas Adam for various reasons, one of them being that just because it's not Mekabel Tumas, I understand, Taisus tells me in Chiddush that if something is Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, it's also called a Dabar Mekabel Tumah, that it will apply Xeris Ksavim. But that doesn't mean anything that's not Mekabel Tumas Negoyim is automatically not Mekabel Tumah, not Mekabel Tumah. What if it's Mekabel Tumas Madr, or Tumas Hesed, and Tumas Masa, and Tumas Medrus? Then those would also be reasons that it could potentially be Mekabel Ksavim. And here this Begid Sovu, Lechair is Vadim Mekabel Tumah. It's a regular baggage. It's shleisha tfachim, al shleisha tfachim, and miyuchad natashvish, and all alamayvus. It's made out of tzemru pishtim, and it's an aru. There's no reason it shouldn't be makabel tumah. So why, just because it doesn't have negayim, would that be a reason to patch it from the sun? It's one of the questions they asked on the Chachmas Adam. Besides just the obvious question, that why is the Chachmas Adam basically arguing on Rashi? Rashi told me the reason that sahurim aren't makabel tumah is because it's heard to be mad from the dam. And the Chachmas Adam is, l'chayr, telling me a totally different reason. So why does he basically argue on Rashi for no good reason, and not even address Rashi's Svarah with her. So it's a problem. But Bukhalayin, Pashtus, whatever the Chachmas of them is saying, is coming to Gidrei Vayikluk. Luchari has to be saying that it's Mugdar as Tzavua, or it's Mugdar as a Dovah She'inu Makabal Tum, and therefore it goes to Baitzah. Because Luchari Vada not learning that it's because of Kashan Havchim. However, the Sherry Levation does want to put the two together, but basically say the fact that Iris Tzvur Bidei Shemayim have Negoim is Muchaf that you could be Mavchim and Dam in them. And therefore, the male is not Tzvur, meaning someone either. You could be Mavchim, whether it's what the color is in the art.
What color is the or going to be colored? Naturally colored. Brown or red?
Well, okay. Most animals have red skin.
Okay, what's brown?
So there's some shade of brown.
Some shade of brown. Fine. So fair amount of light, even about it. Different shades of white, and different shades of red on a black, on a brown background. Particularly when there isn't any brown under the white. There's brown under the red.
What?
Well, if there's Magoyim, that means in that place the skin itself turned white. There's no brown under that white. If there's Kesem, it means Dam.
That's from what you're talking about.
If I have in front of me, or it's a blue edition white, brown.
Right. Okay.
And it's got white spots on it, which is really white.
Tumas Begodin is Yirakrak Yadam, but it's not white.
So?
Tumas Begodin is Yirakrak Yadam, but it's green or brown. It's not white.
In any event, there's no brown under the color. So the skin itself changed color.
But you have this contrast to the surrounding skin.
Because around, I don't have anything underneath it disturbing my view of that spot itself. My shame with the Kesem falls on it is down on top of the brown, on top of the brown of the skin, which, as you say, now the brown comes through the trenches of blood.
In any way, it's, I think it's Doch Moid to say that. So, the Bechoret, we also have another Nishkudu, which is Tzorachinim, so we should learn Havona, is assuming we're learning, I guess really however you're learning, whether you're learning that it's because you can't be Mavchen, or you're learning because it's Loigozu, it's easier, I guess it's easier if it's Loigozu, although I don't know exactly how we're going to be Magdered, but maybe it's easier, is what do we do with this number of cases in the Gemara, which Luchaira do, or at least would theoretically have Tumas Ksamim, which are Vavik color. We have the case of Bodka Karka, Shmuel's case of Bodka Karka Olam. Luchaira, we're not talking about Dalka white Karka. Luchaira. It would be very good with Kempton Shmuel that we.
So I bet you understand that question for a while now, right? Over there, he's coming up, okay, it's not Tumas Ksamim. So that's with Kesem at all.
Shmuel says it's tar.
Shmuel, that we didn't have a kosher, we'd be Doraisa.
Maskarim, at the end of the Gemara asks, why is it tar Lagamri? And the Gemara says, either Shmuel only meant with Doraisa, but about it is tar in the Drabolim, which can be Shrai, it's Tzavua. Or the Gemara says, because Shmuel holds like a Zechemi, who's the Tar Dor Shein in the Kabbal Torah. And it's like a Zechemi, not like the Tanakama. Why do we say that also because it's Tzavua? Why do we have to come on to a Zechemi? It could be even like the Tanakhama of Nechemiah because it's so cool, because it's colored. So Lachayu is shy. You could make a new Kempton and say Shmuel's Davka talking about Mamish white ground on chalk or on a white beach in the Caribbean or whatever you want. I don't know if Shmuel ever went to the Caribbean.
Or a light color.
Or a very light color that's light enough.
Crystal
if you want to be machmal like this. But it's also dark, because most karka is not such a light color. It's not a pastel. I haven't seen so much pastel karka either. So to say that that's not, I mean, I haven't been to Bubble either, where Shmuel is, so I don't know what the character Bubble is like. But I think it's Dachuk Moed to say that's what Shmuel meant. Additionally, Additionally, there's a Gemara, which I don't know if we saw yet, that talks about finding a Kesem on Alei Zayis. Now, Alei Zayis L'chayr is not white. The truth is that one side of the leaf is whitish, the other side is darker green. But Pasha's Alei Zayis is not white.
Well, if she sat and she kabudkoi, so it's talking about a rock. Because if it's mud, she can't budkoi.
Because
it's
dry. It's dry. It's dry dirt. Sand.
So it's hard. If it's a rock, it's easy to check, and mama check it. Okay. And rock is white.
Some rocks are white, some rocks aren't.
Yeah.
Shiny rocks are brown. There's some shade of brown, at least. Okay, maybe the time is around this. Maybe one time is around in the Machmir. Maybe we're talking about lighter, a beige. Something like that. Depends on.
I should be buying it.
But when I see very buffer, okay. So that would be, that's one of them. They have Ali Zayis, which Pashtus is not white. And then there's the Pasha case of Kesem Anitzal Basara, which even a person who is referred to as being white or Caucasian is not, well, certainly like the Nekiwan, is not white. It's like the Machmirim, so at least you certainly have some ladies, whether you want to talk about Ethiopians or people who are darker complected who are not white. Skin is dark enough that even the Machmira would consider that to be a similar color to Tzavua. And for some reason, all these cases were Matam. And were Matam, even though Luchar and Tzavua. Another Nachmina is going back a step. Another Nachmina Luchar between the Havanas would be the case of Damash and Nitzra. If you have a clump of blood on the surface of the bagging. So if you say like Gazu, so I can easily say that Chazal won't go, it's Nimsa al. Davar Mekam Davar Tzavua on a Begad Tzavua, and when they look, they won't go to Tzavua on it, even though you could be Machmir. If you're anyone who's Metame Nitzra, Luchayra is learning why, because it's thick enough, I could be Machmir, peel it off and be Machmir, and then check it on a white Begad, which means that they're coming from the Svara of can you be Machmir or can't you be Machmir? On that go, Luchayra, we catch the Be'er Moshe of Gagigam, he himself, Luchayra, is Omen on it and holds it's not a Sphirim. The Be'er Moshe is makel to say light-colored begadim are not mekabel tzomach, like gazer, like pluk, and he says that what was the other case there? He's machmer nachnitzel on the case of what? Begitachlin. That's another begitachlin. He's many makel because like gazer, and when it comes to damshnitzel, he's machmer, and he points out that he's doing that. And he holds it's not a steer, but only the Hashemi, why not? So you can say a chalukim, you could say a chaluk that the Dam Shenitzar, since it's independent, it doesn't require the bag, it's kilu, it's not on the bag, it's not a chaluk. But again, these are dechukim. What Pashtus is that Bukhari, these things are all totally zeizeh. And what was, and then with the example itself of the bag of tachtim, Bukhari Stam is, if it's the other way almost, because if you learn that it's a, like, if you learn that it's a chalukim, it's no more difficult to be mad than a Begit Tachman than a Begit Elia. It's no easier to be mad than a Begit Tachman than a Begit Elia.
We're asking about the lame of finding himself.
Yeah.
So that's a big kasha, because that's very similar to the Sower, and we say it's Lamed. Not because it's big, it's more than that. So let's say we can't tell 100%. It's very similar to the Sower, so we should be ready for that. It doesn't matter now about the itself.
If we learn that the Shai is Mamish Mishum Sofe, so here we have a song, you can't let Tishri Sofe Tami. If we learn Mishum like Gozu, then it's not an answer.
Yeah, but the Gozu could be only
in Begit,
that's not a problem.
It's
something
because
it's only in
Begit.
Why Gozu only on Begit? I mean, there are kind of mixed deal, but it's hard to understand why. I mean, even those who don't
know Gozu.
Now,
it's not Tami.
Yeah, but we don't give it a gzelo.
Because it's two different
days,
we see it
in
two different categories.
But, and it's not going to be a character of an
Ali Zayis,
but okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm saying about
one to another. So I think you would loy gozu only on the garden and not gufa, because the gufa is a whole sub b'fnei atzmo. Okay. It's a possibility.
Going
back
to the
Begid
being
done,
that was the whole source of
the
someone
herping
done.
To
be
able
by the lens on her, so you didn't have anything to say.
But no, we go the other way. Let's go back a step. The places told us, some Sefer told us, however you want to say, that the origin of Xeris Saman Bechlau started from Tyrus. Let's go with the being the time like the round of the day, you stand around the room, being the time of the day with the time of her. So that then, why b'chol did they make Zeres Kalim Solomon Kesem Anitzal Aguf? With all their extreme. Maybe Kesem Anitzal Aguf should be torn in the damage. Because there's no svara of once ending the time of the beggar, it's chuk v'tul, that's the metame her.
Well, I'm saying that
the
Begit Tachton,
which is
the
Begit Tachton,
it's
not
the
Begit Tachton,
it's the
Begit Tachton,
it's the
Begit Tachton,
it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton, it's the Begit Tachton,
Unless you're going to say what? Well, it's on the Gulf, so I'm going to think the Tamar heard from the Tamar. Direct Ma, I'll be the Tamar heard directly. Okay. That's not the Chuf of the Kluel of the Chesed Sefer, but it'll be a different.
If that's true, then we don't, it's
not more
make
of the Gulf.
Then
again,
right? She's just like a
beg.
She, her Gulf is also
going to
tell us about her.
Right. So it's not a so how you have to say that? Okay. Fun. So again, so you know, I still think it seems in Havana, in Lomas, it seems to me that would be the simplest way of explaining the sugi, but as we see, we'd end up with steers in Acharnim, and it's not Muchach, but with a number of good Dichuyim, possibly, to say it's not Muchach, that the Machlokes is totally in, do we look at it as a Loi Gozer? I still think, though, that is Pashtus Havana, but it's not Muchach Gomer, so I don't know what we can do with it. But Lomaisa is, if we go Allah Lomaisa in the sugi, I think we'll just go through it. We started off saying, I think it's Ungunim, when we pass in the Tzivayim, is. There's not a psalm in general. Light-colored begodim. The mice is interesting. We have the Rambam Luchar is mafurish that only lavan is mekabel psalmim. The Milts Dakas is kominei tzvayim are not mekabel tumah. Who are then the chashas adam and the aruch hashochan? And the other person, the Ber Moshe, the Chesh Be'efoy. There were a number of other places. So hopefully I think there were a number of other places with Paskin that like colors are included in the Loi Gazru. They learn it's a Loi Plov, it's a Loi Gazru. Chazal were going said there is no Tumas Ksamim on a Begit Savu, and this is a Begit Savu. I think that out the whole Havanas of Sugi that makes the most sense that it's a Loi Gazru. And I think that's a Roiv post in Paskin, even though many of the Heintiger posts were on Nachmir. But I think the Pashto can be said, Muhammad, there will be a problem being Magdir exactly where is something going to cross the line from being colored. In other words, L'chaira Lavan, that when the Rambam, I think Lashon Rambam says that there's only Ksamim on a Megad Lavan, L'chaira doesn't have to be one of the four colors of a Nega in the Basar. It doesn't have to be Sheleg and Klipas Beitza or whatever it is. L'chaira off-white is also going to be the place. The walls here, L'chaira are called white, even though they're that's off-white. Now, where are you going to draw the line between, you know, a light brown and an off-white? So that, I guess, you'll need that something called we need shibush on. So we need practical experience in actual havchana. But l'chayr the hador is going to be, somehow the hador is going to be that a light color loy gozer bek samen, something that's considered white, is gozer bek samen. And then we just have to know where does white end, where does white end and color begin?
Actually, if we look at the colors of the Negev, and say
colors of what?
The four colors of the Negev, the four types of white in the Negev,
right?
And say the least white of those is as far as white goes. So that we don't find any place where Chazal gave this term of white.
First of all, is though. Keep in mind that even though the Rambam uses the Lashon of Lavan, but in Chazal, most of the Lashon was that it's Tziv'oinim that are Tahar, not that white that's Tahar. So we really wonder where does something start being called Tzavua. I think also to take it that way would be extremely, kind of extremely makel. I don't know, so even if a white shirt is necessarily one of the colors of. The four colors of
the Rambam is extremely white. But he's in the spectrum bounded by those shades.
You have to know in the Negayim Halach Lamaisa, which I don't, but just how white of a white those four shades are. You know, it's hard to know, for example, Bizan Chazal, when they didn't have chlorine bleach and other things that we have, if they had any white begodim that were naturally the color, I don't know if they had white, the colors of those Dalav Maris of Negayim. It could be only a Nega would have been so white. They probably did not have white shirts. They did not have begodim as white as our white shirts. Even after I've been washing a couple of times in Israeli washing machine. So it's, you know, I don't know exactly what the Hagdara is. But L'chayra and the Hagdara is what's called white and what's called a color. And then somewhere there's a line in the middle and I don't know what that is.
All the Ahronim, the Chazal and the Emunah, there's a nilcha between light colors. They're going at white colors or are they saying nilcha between Adam and other...
Okay, so you're, the washing they say is... Well, they say two things. They say it's lav dafka adam v'shachar, which obviously the impossible or almost impossible mavchin damster tame. But they say Elish kol minei tzvoim. So if they only said lav davka al mishach, so maybe you could say or any other color you're not mavchin. But they use the lashon of kol minei tzvoim. So l'chayra, once you say kol minei tzvoim, if you now want to limit any, you have to speak that out. If you want to say all dark colors and only include navy blue and dark green and things like that, l'chayra, you have to speak that out. L'chayra kol minei tzvoim includes yellow and includes lighter colors of green and blue and whatever.
Also light yellow?
As long as it's mugder is yellow.
I'm not sure.
You think that they're learning that that's Nechon the Lagos or not? If that's, I'll tell you why Lechon that, because if that's true, then why do they have to go back to Rashi? Using that, they're using Rashi to magdir what is Tzavu and what is
Lechon. Rashi is right. Rashi is right.
But if that, there's what's white and what's not white. So go look wherever it is somewhere. Why do I need to bring? Why is the gvul, the hagdara of white?
No, maybe not white.
I don't want to of tzavua. Big bit tzavua is an important. Why is white? Yeah. But why is Rashi? Right, why is Rashi magnet to me? What is the shame tzavua? Rashi is telling me a matzias and avchana, but why is Rashi telling me only something? How would you see in Rashi something only called tzavua if you can't be mavchin between Dam Torah, Dam Tamer?
Maybe because when they did the Gezerah, they said Tzivoinim is Torah, and Rashi is giving a tam to that. So it has to be that Tzivoinim is when it starts, not to be Malchim.
So you're telling me there was never a Havamina in by the Purus Chalad Espasionis to answer blue and green?
Oh, if it's dark, so also.
Why would even pull the Shas to make a different dark green and light green? They weren't cut. Mukhara, anything that's colored in a way that makes it look, maybe it can be Magna Day and coming from pull the Shas Plunge. So anything that gives any color that already gives it a yoifi of a color is called Savainim, and that should be the same thing here. It's hard to know exactly where to draw the line, and that's something I think in Shimish, I don't think you can describe an exact color where you're going to draw the line. The Ma'aseh B'chol Eifin, I think that's not as regular place. So I think that's not as regular place was that Tavon is Mishum Loi Bologu Agazu. And Memeilo then, most of the Nafkaminas we brought should all be Mutter. In other words, even if she's Mokhzat B'Tsamin, even Shloshi Yom Rishaynin, even Begit Samach L'Gufos, well, that's for a different reason, but the place we seem to take on, Reis place were not like the Chachma, like, Reis place can either argue on the Chassam Sefer and say that it's lav davka samach l'gufa because l'gazu, or it's because either they argue that some sefer, or they understand that chassam sefer was only answering the chatzchiva. There are hagam that there are some achrayim who are machlok the chassam sefer, but I think it's in the age of the miut. And I think al tzavon is a sefer pasuk. It's shvera chassam sefer l'chayra. The light plug. Oh, this is always even that. What was the shadow? Someone asked him, Marmish Bam Kasha, the Chayr of the same cipher. Let's see, what was it? What?
The Ramah was the first time.
Yalla was the Chayr of the first
time. The Ramah.
What?
The
what?
Said that
Shavar Bihutu
Vayyan.
Where are you going to be? Very captain. Is that going to be a Ramah? That's the Chayr of 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 the They didn't tell us about the Balei Lui Yanin.
We're giving you an answer.
He's saying that the Rambam, he doesn't tell us that he matters so much towards Rambam that he feel the Lareshes regarding Tzivani Tachtayim. So he doesn't tell the experts they have to read him narrowly. Eliyoni for Tachtayim.
I'm not saying, is there anyone who has are passing of some sort of bidiyah, kiimu of some sort of bidiyah, which I know you are very strong feelings about.
The
Rav is even more than chassam sefer. He's saying you have ben yoyin. So Rav is not passing bechalal on shulchan aruch. So many stuff's my mind now. So many mamash of dam kashu chassam sefer.
Passing
bidiyah
would only be going in Rav Yisrael.
The way that many Acharim understand the Chassam Sofer say that some are not matzil on a Begat Tachton, they're only matzil on a Dagi Ayin. Most of the Acharim understand the Chassam Sofer that way, argue with the Chassam Sofer. That's what I was saying. You know,
the
Halacha
understand the Chassam Sofer.
Does anyone in the Paskin that will it?
No, and say that it's not going to be matzah b'diavad in the Begat Tachton.
That's what I'm saying. Anyone understand the Chassam Sofer b'diavad in Paskin that way? There was somebody, but it was a meme. It was not very known. What?
The Kol
Ayin and Arubis Abayis. The Arubis Abayis is Derech is just to quote Chassam Sofer. We had already this man.
The Arubis Abayis just was there.
Quotes Chassam Sofer. Oh. And the fact that he passed in Chassam Sofer is
the same. He's a Chassam Sofer.
Usually, Shaven Levy also is a Gary Urbis in Chassam Sofer. But, I guess it wasn't as much a problem, but what was the Chassam Sofer's right? What was the Havana of the Chassam Sofer? What was the Svar? The Chassam Sofer's Svar was that. What was the Mechara Dvar? It was from Polish as Passionis. He said there they were going to be geyser to Aser Tzivayim. Which Tzivayim would they have Aser? They were Aser Mishum Simcha, Mishum Avelis. So they would have Aser back at Elliot because there's no Simcha in wearing colored underwear. Chara. I forgot the Zmanis that you have these stores selling fancy underwear. But Eretz Yisrael, the Simcha of having fancy begotten is supposed to be on a back at Elliot. The Havamina that they had, Bisman Pumlash as Pasyonis, to Aser Tzivayim was only Begid Elyon. And then, and on that, they didn't answer, they left the Kinela Hatzal Miksamim. What were they matter that they allowed in Hatzal Miksamim? Was Begid Elyon. But Begid Tachton, we never talked about it. That's basically the Havamina of Sansari. That's what the Sansari would be saying if you understand the Sansari saying. The problem with that is, as some of the Achayim point out, is that maybe that with Mabazon, with all the Sahara, but once then Chazal came and said there are no Ksamim on a Beged Tzavua, and especially with Rabbi Yehuda because of the Koshi and Havchana, where do we ever find Chazal should make such a chiluk without speaking it out especially? The Derech is a Chazal say, look, Leichilku, or one of them, whichever Akhmet wants to wash, Leichilku, look, Legozu Lemat.
If that's what you understand of Chassam Sofer, as you pointed out, the whole reason for the fact that the Begitzim was on the top of the Sodom applies just as much logically to Tefteh and Mr. There's a logic in Chalik or not in Chalik anyways. Here, Dabk is no logic in Chalik,
but he's saying without the logic, what they were talking about by Kol Mishal Espasyonis was the Begit Elyon. That's what they were damning on. So if they got down and said Osir or Tali, they didn't say it, they were talking about Begid Elyon. Good, even if that's what they were talking about, but the Klal is Chazal said, we're Begizer Isser Tzavim, but not on Begid Tzavua. If they didn't speak out otherwise, Lachari includes all Begotten Tzavim. Which Lachari in Darki Allah, that is the Klal. Is that unless we have Mufurish otherwise, when Chazal says something, it's one plug. As we had with the Shir Gris, and as we had in Mokrapal Tumma, with throwing in all the Lamashal, with Chais's Chem, with throwing in all these other things that Mukhara aren't, the Svar doesn't apply to. Chazal said, Dabar Mokrapal Tumma has Tzavim, even if it's Mokrapal Tumma, it's Tzavim, and the Tumma's Medris, and Tumma's, all these things maybe, because Chazal said in Mokrapal Tumma, the Svar doesn't apply, but that was how Chazal would Magda their Zayr. So over here, why should it be different? Chazal later said the Dover Begit Tzavu is not Mekabel Tumah. What's the difference? Elyon Tach. Chazal said Begit Tzavu. Maybe the Svar doesn't apply there. Maybe that's what they were talking about originally. But why shouldn't it be a blanket Zayin? In my opinion, that was Mamash Bam Kashon Tzavu.
I don't think right. The other
so if I'm saying if you want that way, so then already it's not such a gross enough for me. So I think that it's basically only when the whole process. Again, I'm not coming. I hear there's what to be mitbakeh in what is havonas chassam sefer, and my netiyah is like you're saying a passion of chassam sefer is saying lechatchil. But what I want to Allah Almighty, is there any reason a lady who's wearing colored underwear and found a kesem on it? Allah Almighty, is there any reason to be machmer because the chassam sefer? Is there any mukurt? Is there any reason Allah Almighty to be machmer on it? Because maybe the Chassam Sofer said that the Begit Tachin does not have the Hechid Tzvayim. In my opinion, there's no reason to be machmer. If that's what the Chassam Sofer meant, we don't pass it.
It's one person. It's maybe one person. It's a Sofer Pshat in one person.
Where do you see it in the Chassam Sofer anyways? The
Begit Tachin
is not
so. Where did I see? There are many places who clearly understood the Chassam Sofer that way.
What I'm saying, in the Chassam Sofer, if you open up the Chassam Sofer, it clearly doesn't say that.
It's not saying that. You can both ways of the Chassam Sofer. There's places with mashmur al lechatchil, there are places where it's more mashmur than the end. So, I think Tashis is lechatchil.
Also, but
most places in Nemdol, the Chassam Sofer ask for the end, and they argue. So there is a cloud for whatever it's worth, though, that you can't be saimuch on a chaylik for havon of that. If we want to know what that one is, we don't want to saimuch on a chaylik. Whatever, echayisish. What I'm saying, as far as I'm concerned at the moment, it's really irrelevant what the Chassam Sofer himself held. I want to know, halacha l'maaseh, is there any reason to be machmer b'dieved on a chesem on a begid tachtan tzavua? And I think the answer to that question is no. Maybe you're saying it's pasha, there's no havim, there's no shayla. But there are a lot of achrayim who down on such a shayla.
But if you didn't take on, now it's used on havim. It's all always working on this. It's gone.
Some say it was a gadol, it was a gadol ma'im person. There are, I don't have on me a list of names, but there are a myriad of achrayim who do pass on this. But that havon of the chesem sofer. What? He argues on it.
You're saying maybe we can help her get her Yomei Taharasa by advising her to wear Tzion Tafteh. During the Shuv Tekim, we really she shouldn't wear the Shuv
Tekim. Yeah, but he doesn't speak.
I have to speak lost inside.
He doesn't say that for sure.
Is there a minhag?
Yeah, you mean that I can just show you. But the Mayas of the Rishon was not talking about
that. I think he also is
talking generally.
All ladies wear Charlotte underwear. It's not a problem like this. During the Shuv Tekim, they wear white.
That's right.
Yes, I think all the person will nicely take it. I think in this Nakud, I think we can pretty safely say all the person pick on not like that Havon and Lechsim Sofer and the big day Tachin and Tzivayim are not taught. What the Haidika person pick on a light color, even Lechatchil will be made Taros, yes. Even Lechatchil will be made Taros and most person will take on.
Against the Tzivayim, the real
Tzivayim. Whatever Pshat you want, even the guy against the Tzivayim, the Gamble, yes. Be made Taros, a lady should, like the Ramos says, should wear Tzivayim and then even underground.
What? The Meitar
after she goes from him, she goes to the mikveh till, let's say, till her vessels, till her yema vessels, she should wear colored undergarments. That is, I believe, Minig Yisrael, how all kalas are taught.
Today.
Yeah, and I think that's. I mean, I don't know if it's 350 years ago.
In the Beshila, we saw. He says that the minig is not to, and you're not allowed to.
The soul is very early, and I'm sorry, the minig's chasing this. The soul is the same time as the bachat.
See now that word.
Yeah, again, nothing. One thing I think Dylan's probably noticed in halacha, but now if they didn't know before they started learning halacha, is that there's nothing in halacha almost that is unanimous. We'll almost never find something that doesn't have any chayyim on it. And unless you want to be whatever you want to call it, a prescriptive labor, whatever, you master for everything in the world, and you want to, which is not chayyim shel Torah, so then somebody has to, whether it's, you know, it's certainly the room, the bottom of the price can, hopefully eventually someday it'll be us, sit down and figure out what is it that we can for sure be master, and what things do we really have to be chayyim for. And I think that this is something we don't have to be chayyim for. Light-colored tziv oinim, I think also, even though there are many ways to be placed more mekel, I still think that one can make on that. Tell you what, buy dark-colored underwear. Why get yourself into a machlekes and get a place?
Because the Mishnah said, for example, Rabbi Yoshua, to wear too dark.
That's true. Then I said that you shouldn't wear mamash black underwear, because then you'll have problems, as we mentioned back last month, that if a lady has so much down, whatever exactly the gvul is, then there's a chashash hargosha, and we wouldn't want her to not know that there's a chashash mamishin hargosha.
Now there's another thing he brings.
Yeah.
If she has hargosha, and then she finds malatoh, she's toho, but here she can't see if it's malatoh, she'll be tome if she has, once she has hargosha.
But that'll take on, that'll depend how strong you take on the chumisidash. If there's chumber, if there's the kind of din.
If it's too dark,
is mamish won't see.
You won't even notice that there was an expound.
So Lane might have a spot that is 3 grisim, 7 grisim, whatever exactly the shear is, on which the height of the person take on, since a lady can't say she knows she didn't have a hargosha, we say, rave dumbing boy, and that hargosha. And she won't even know. And then there was,
she won't notice.
Yeah. I think the last case here that we had to talk about halacha l'maisa basically, was again, dam shel nitzra, when there's a clump of blood on the surface of the baggage. And again, I think that the svar and haskamas where the place is, to make all the, it's still called the Kesem Al Begad Tzavua. Which place we're make on it? Go back to the list. I think we're supposed to make on it.
Someone told me that Nisim is Machmir. I think so.
Okay.
If it's Nitzel, you could peel it off.
I don't think it's right. Sicily has, I think, is make on it.
Where is it, Sicily?
It's a very nice but very long chip. It's about 8 pages. It's his son. I don't have to go back to my notes to find out who talked about Dam shel Nitzra. But again, the way I understood the sugya in Avon is anyone with metara light colors, and the others are the same because they're saying knowing it's a low gauze, but maybe it's also going to be metara Nitzra. Say their motion does not stem with that havana, but I still think that this is the havana. But maybe with the other achrayim who are matar, like the all colors of the god, would, even though they don't speak about it, would agree to be matar mitzvah, because even though it might be you could be matar and you could peel it off or whatever it is, although ma'is we go also shas and tzir, and right now it's on a begad tzavur, which has all the right ways of tovah. Fine. The next sugya, aregel achas, I think. I did decide what we're going to do from Sif Lamed Gimel through Lamed Tes, which is the sugya of Eid Bodek Ve'Eid She'en Eid Bodek, and then Chaluk Bodek Ve'Eid Bodek. Basically, the Gemara is that from the Mishnah, you dial it right off. If I remember correctly, it's not the Mishnah, starting from the Gemara on the Mishnah. It's from the Mishnah right now. From the dial it on an Aleph till the two dots on the dial it on the days, it's got an omen of Gemara. All the standard Rishainim, and whatever, and then you see this regular Rishainim, Tur B'Seis of Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see from there. I don't remember offhand which Achrayim talked about it, but by now I think they're starting to figure out where to find the Marmachrayim themselves. Or, you know, in another couple of days, as we get more into the Sugi, I'll try to get ahead and come back and give them either formally or informally more Marmachrayim.
So one big Sugi, we don't look at the
it's one only Gemara. These seven Seifim are all one. It's all one Hemshech of the Sugya of the Gemara. So for sure, Gemara Rishayim do it all together. Shulchan Aruch, it probably does make sense to do four Bisyaisif, because see also, as you look at the Bisyaisif, as most people have, one way or another, the Machon Yerushalayim Shiras Devarim tours, and you'll see that they put like three, four, they keep putting two, three Sifim together, because the Sifim very much, at least in the Bisyaisif, overlap. So it's very hard to break it down. We'll see if we can break it down and do, say, Lamed Gimel, Tur B'Seisif Shulchan Aruch Nesikim Lamed Gimel, and then go back and do Tur B'Seisif Shulchan Aruch Nesikim Lamed Dalad Lamed Hey, let's say. So we'll try to do that, and try to make it more bite-sized, manageable pieces. But certainly the Sogi Gemara Rishenu is one long Sogi, and the B'Seisif is looked through like it's very intertwined. It's all, there's a lot of overlap and back and forth. And I think we'll end up doing it more or less. And it is all related sugyas. It's going to go into what's the halacha by a bedika be'ed habodik? What's the bedika by, well, she did a bedika be'ed habodik and then afterwards made it basically ein habodik by putting it in a dirty place? And then what's going to be if she did a bedika with an ein that to begin with was ein habodik? And then we have to know what makes something ein habodik? And are there really two or three categories? Maybe there's boduk, Beinoni and Ein Bodek Lugamri. And what is called Bodek and Ein Bodek? And then the last sif there, which is Islamic test, I think is the question. This is all going on Bedikas now. And the reason it's here in Sif Kotzadi is because Bedika Be'ed She'ein Bodek has many of the same halachas of a kesem because it's not Vada Negufa. Because Ruch Chayshish always if there's a machayla, there was previously a smushed machayla, so there's some other red spot on the egg before you used it. And there's a case of chaluk. All these cases, she's wearing the underwear, or the dress, or whatever it is, and finds a spot on it afterwards. Does that also have to be bodak? And what would be if it was not bodak? And which of the three levels of bodak, Beinoni and Ena bodak, are we talking about? And so whatever, the halacha maaseh is already, I think, more or less self-evident. I don't remember the place can bring any like unusual cases. The place is going to be, you know, where if she finds a kesem on her and go backwards sort of say to a sifim, if she finds a kesem on her underwear and she didn't check it properly, eid bedik if she didn't check it herself before, that'll be negeh maaseh. If they sell these Ziploc packages of eid bedika, whatever they call them, eid tzach, does the lady really have to check them herself before she uses it? And if she doesn't, what's the halacha? Also, one thing that's negel is you'll find occasionally, even on a bedika, tiny, tiny, almost you need a magnifying glass to see red spots. And on such a thing, maybe we'll say that even though the begad be'etzim is bazuk, but for that it's ein bazuk. It was never checked carefully enough that the person would have found those had they been there originally. So the ein is such small dots, we'll call it ein bazuk. Is makar paisim for such a svara? I think it's taken over the price, but we'll see as we go through, hopefully, get a picture of it. And I think it's self-evident. We'll see exactly how long it takes us. I think everyone already knows basically that a week from Motzei Shabbos, I'm going to Chutzlars for 2 weeks. So this is a bit of a tough sugya, so I want to be here at least for as much of it to help as much as I hope I help by them. And the other seat from them, though I will be mashing as much as possible, in a way they're relatively easy. I will try to get ahead enough that I can give before I leave some kind of overview for what the other one should do, and maybe try to make up at least a rough schedule so the other one will stick together and be at the same pace, and when I come back I'll find everyone, you know, not 10 seeking away from each other.
The other seeking maybe we should continue from, you know.
In other words, for now, we'll do Lamed Gimel for Lamed Tes. I don't know if we're going to finish that by next Thursday. But at least before I leave, I'll try to give
him
money.
Then we're going to go back to, you know.
Then, right, then when I'm, then after finishing Lamed Tes, I don't care if the one wants to go. I think better go back to Yud-Alef, do, and then we'll just go. Then we'll go from Yud-Alef to Lamed Gimel, and if they get up to Lamed Gimel on the way, then go from them as much as possible. Yes, because they're easy see from the nuts and the Gimel mice. So there's almost no lumbus, and it's basically very technical. Next week I'll try to get more of an overview. Basically, it talks about where does the kesem have to be found, from the waist down, the inside of the thigh, the outside of the thigh, the inside of the foot, the outside of the foot, on the big toe, on the little toes, things like that. And on the chagor, what if it's like below the waist, above the waist on the dress, what if she bent over, what if she did a somersault, what if she did a headstand. It's a lot of things like that, which is technical details. It's not so, it's very little lumbus. There is machlokes in the Rishonim, and there are shats and tazes on it. Now, I think when you want to get into a lumbus of a sugya, when you want to call it halacha or maisa, I don't think that they're difficult to see, but I think they should go quick. So we'll see. You know, we'll play it by ear. The oil should be reasonable. Be reasonable even if I make a schedule. If the oil finds I made it too slow or too fast, do what the oil thinks is reasonable. And, you know, as always, we say we play it by ear. The previous sugi, I thought we'd finish a little earlier, and we took a couple extra days on it, and I think it was a tayalis. So the ikar is we want to learn as much as we can, but learn it properly. More important to learn it properly than to go too quickly, but I think that, I think I'm going to come back and find the oil holding somewhere pretty close to Safran again. Pretty close to getting back up.
Yeah.
I think by the time I think when I get back, we're pretty much going to be going then the end. We're finishing Kutsari in another week, and then what we'll do is have a Chazor that will either go up till Chanukah or the week before during Chanukah, depending exactly when we'll finish Kutsari. That's the plan. The Erev, a 2-week Chazor again. I'm not going to rush. This is basically going to be Chazor Pegimo Kutsari. I do want the Erev to keep. Okay, we have time for that, so we don't have to go into the whole year's plans. For now, Lama Gimel, Lama Tess, and as much as we can do in the next 6 days.
Does
it make one? Rambam, Mil Tzedakah, Kachlis Odom, Aruch HaShulchan. Start.
You're saying that's like he says
Kol Minitz Lod.
Was that Aruch HaShulchan says also that Lashon?
What's
the
halacha by Nisha Kushis? She had Lachar. She has some malbisar. Why? I don't know.
The Mishmar Tarak has that been also. Okay. In discussing Chacham Tzadim, he says it's an issue of something being processed to be clear or begged. Since skin is not a process clear or begged, the male skin is going to have some of their too.
I think I saw Mishmar Tzadim. I'm not sure.
Sometimes when I say I don't know, it doesn't mean that I didn't see it. I know there are different styles of it. But I don't know if it's right.
Sorry, I apologize. I didn't mean to offend you. I apologize.
I understand. Sometimes I'll say I don't know because I know there's different styles.
Okay.
I'm not convinced.
Okay.
That is
right. They washed it.
I apologize.
Some of them are all fighters.